Time for the Stephen Jones Show, heard on Elf and Slater every Monday and Wednesday at 11 o'clock. Hello, Stephen.
How you doing, Elf?
We're doing fantastic.
Good.
Let's get a little update on number 82, Jason Witten. How is the spleen? What's the prognosis? Where's he at?
Well, I think it's something that's ongoing. I think he had a good appointment yesterday. It looks like things are progressing. And, as it sits right now, I think we're going to take another look next week.
When you say, I guess help me out here, because I know when you're working the cords on the field, that's kind of the next step to getting closer. That had to be a good sign, though.
Yes, and I think what they want to see is he's obviously going to work, do some really good work in terms of, on the field. He's not going to have any contact, but he is going to work hard here the next 4 or 5 days in terms of really working out and, really maxing out his body in terms of getting in shape and that type of thing, which he's already in great shape. But he's, after you sit out for a week to 2 weeks, then you lose a little edge, and then go back and have another appointment and see where that sits.
I know you guys are very good and all about precautions. I mean, has he been fitted for some kind of vest or flak jacket just in case he's ready to go?
No, I don't think so. I really don't think it's one of those things where a jacket or something like that is going to make a big difference. It may be something they look at, but I think the bigger thing is just that he continues to make progress, which he has, and hopefully he'll continue to do that.
Much was made last week, Stephen, about sources who, Jason Witten hadn't even been to the doctor yet, saying that he wouldn't need surgery. Now that he's been back to the doctor, any indication whether the spleen can go without surgery, or is that still to be determined?
I think that's still a to be determined. I mean, it's certainly starting to look that way, and barring some unforeseen setback, then hopefully that'll be the case. But we'll continue to obviously be very, very careful in terms of how we look at this, and obviously have a long-term view of it and what's in Jason's overall best health. And, that'll be something that'll have to be determined. I don't think until the thing's totally healed, you can, you don't ever rule anything out. But it's certainly headed in a direction, hopefully, that he wouldn't have to have surgery.
So leaving this the doctor's appointment on Tuesday, do you guys feel comfortable putting him in that Giants game, the season opener?
I don't think we've determined that yet. I think, this is just ongoing. And, we'll have another appointment here the first of next week, and we'll look at it again and kind of see where we are.
Listening to the Stephen Jones Show on Elf and Slater Show on 105.3 The Fan, home of the Dallas Cowboys. Can you explain to Cowboy fans, I guess, where Mike Jenkins is at and where he's likely to be?
Well, I think he's made a lot of progress. I think he's gotten himself in really good shape. And I think, he's obviously, I think, ready to get back out on the field in terms of where he is. But he has to be cleared. And here over the next 3, 4, 5 days, we're going to find that out in terms of what we can expect as far as where Mike's going to be going forward.
We talked earlier today about the final game. You don't see a lot of the starters, but you guys still have some roster spots that you have to figure out. And there's always an opportunity for somebody to kind of not necessarily come out of nowhere, but to have that game where you guys and your dad kind of look at each other and go, wow, that's going to make it tough. What position battles are still out there that might make it tough?
Well, I think, it's not necessarily position battles. Sometimes it's just a battle. Do you keep an extra defensive lineman, or do you keep an extra defensive back, or do you keep an extra offensive lineman? And who's going to really show up and make you think, boy, I'd hate to lose that guy? And, so really that's more of where I think it is right now. Now, things can happen from, within the positions, but I think where we are at this point in terms of determining where, who's going to be on our roster is, where you keep the extras. And do you keep 7 or 8 defensive linemen? Do you keep 9 or 10 defensive backs? Do you keep 8 or 9 offensive linemen? I think those are the questions that we have right now. And obviously, if a player steps up and does something special in the game, then, they can certainly influence what our decisions are going to be.
At defensive line, is Clifton Gethers one of those question marks for this team still?
I think so. I think any of those young guys and, are still trying to really make an impression. They've all of them have shown at one time or another things and qualities that make you think, hey, they have a future. But, you know, Clifton, along with several of the other young guys, I think are still in the mix and are obviously going to get a lot of plays tonight.
I've got to imagine that it's kind of a quandary for you guys right now, looking at some of your high draft picks that you've taken in the fifth round, in the sixth round, but they've, you know, they're coming off the injuries and haven't seen a whole lot of them. Do you find yourself wondering if you put them in IR, are they going to clear the waivers, or do you just go ahead and give them that roster spot? I'm talking about guys like Matt Johnson and Danny Cole. Where are you guys at mentally with those two players?
Well, I think those are things that we'll be discussing here tonight and tomorrow as we decide who's going to be on this team, is you know, how we handle those particular situations. And, you know, those are – and the other thing, obviously, that influences is, you know, how people how some of our younger players are going to perform tonight. So it's a – you know, it's a juggling act, to say the least, and certainly makes it even more difficult when you have young players who really don't get a chance to get out on the field as much and show you what they can do. But obviously we put we use draft picks on them, and, you know, obviously fifth, sixth round picks are valuable picks. And we did those fourth, fifth, and sixth round picks are valuable picks. And we did that because we felt like they would be good players. So everything gets factored in at the end of the day, and then it's just a decision of what we think's best for the long-term future, especially at the back end of the roster. What's the, you know, most of these players are young players, and we're having to make our, you know, an educated guess on who's going to develop into a player that can really help us more in the future than it is probably next Wednesday night against the Giants.
Listen to the Stephen Jones Show on Elfin Slater on 105.3 The Fan, home of the Cowboys. You guys leave no stone unturned, and I'm sure the replacement refs has got everybody kind of scratching their heads going, okay, when the heck is this thing going to get taken care of? So, Stephen Jones, when is this thing going to get taken care of, if it does?
Well, I'm bad with a crystal ball, and until things are taken care of, I hate to speculate. And, you know, obviously we're doing everything we can, hopefully, to ultimately get to an agreement. You know, sometimes you just have impasses that are difficult to get through until one side or the other decides, hey, this just, you know, it's not worth it. And, you know, obviously we want what's best for the game, and, you know, that can cut both ways in terms of, you know, where our resources are used and how we move forward. But, you know, we really think that our current officials that we have, the replacement officials right now, are really working hard at this, and they get better every week, and I think they're going to be able to do a good job. As you know, there's very few times when you walk away from a football game that you said, man, did the refs do a good job? Or, I mean, yeah, that's rare. It's usually, and even with the good ones, you walk away saying, especially if you're on the wrong end of the score, you say, man, the official screwed that up. So, and it doesn't matter whether it's the guys who do it year in and year out or whatever you may be watching, basketball, football, hockey. You know, it's always a question mark as to the job the officials do.
Yeah, the game has evolved. I mean, the collective bargaining agreement, new rules, new this, new that. But now what we're seeing in the NFL, more than we've seen in years, is the young quarterbacks, the rookie quarterbacks, second year. Boy, it's changed a lot over the years.
Well, I think a lot of that has to do with the colleges. They're a lot more sophisticated in terms of the type of offenses that they are run in college. Obviously, these quarterbacks throw the ball a lot in college compared to what college football used to be. So I do think they come out prepared. I think the tougher thing for the quarterbacks is just the speed of the NFL. And it's obviously the best of the best, and you're playing, you know, a combination of the very best of college football players, and I think that takes a little bit of getting used to. But I do think they're more prepared than they've ever been. And, of course, if you're a team that has a situation where they don't have an established quarterback, then, you know, a big part of your thought process is, let's get this guy some experience, and he's going to learn. We'll probably have some growing pains, but it's better to go ahead and start that process now than it is to wait.
Jimmy Johnson is in town today speaking at SMU. Does Jerry Jones and Jimmy, your father, do they have a dinner date tonight? Do they plan on sitting down and talking with one another? How's that relationship these days, Stephen?
Well, they may head over to Mia's tonight, the original meeting
place. Oh, boy, I remember that picture, too. The secret photo.
No, I don't think they have. We've got a big game tonight that we've got to be at, and I don't think Jimmy's staying. I'm actually going to be at that luncheon today and going to say hi to Jimmy, and it'll be good to get to visit with him a little bit. But I don't think Jimmy's staying over, and as I said, we've got us a ball game, and we're going to really be focusing in on the young players that are on the field, and it's a big night for the Cowboys as far as the players that we're going to ultimately keep, and obviously some guys who hopefully will one day, you know, really influence our future, if not influence our future here toward the end of the season.
I'm really curious how this affects you, Stephen, because I know your son plays football, and we watched him out in Oxnard working on the field and working out. He's a great young player. With the concussion rules in the NFL and with all the safety that's going on, how do you handle that now? You're involved in professional football, and now you got your son playing. How hard is that?
Well, I think it's obviously something that you take seriously, but I certainly have the utmost confidence in our game. I think, you know, there's a lot of things you can do in life where you risk injury, and there's certainly a risk to playing football, but there's, you know, in sports in general, there's a risk, and living everyday life, there's a risk. Every time you get in the car and drive down a tollway, there's a risk. And so, you know, it's not something that, you know, at the end of the day that I'm concerned about my son playing football. I want to obviously teach him the right way to play, the right way to tackle, to do everything in terms of his equipment that keep him safe. And if he does have injury, to obviously treat that injury with respect and you know, do the right things if he is injured. But, you know, I certainly have no qualms about my son playing football, thrilled that he's playing it, and certainly he loves it. And as long as he enjoys it and wants to play, then I certainly support it.
I know players will put on their headset and get themselves fired up for a game with their specific song or music. Does Stephen Jones have a specific music that he likes to listen to before a game?
Well, I get to listen to Jerry. he may start rapping to me these days, so that may be my favorite song, but usually him and I are together, and he's my music of choice.
You know what? I guess that can't be too bad.
Now, is Hard Knocks going to be there filming tonight? I know you guys have a relationship with them in the past.
Well, I'm sure they will be. I think this thing runs up until the last preseason game, so I suspect we'll see some of our friends there, and you know, as usual, they put together another great show of another great series there with Hard Knocks. And, you know, I've had a great franchise there to work with and obviously picked a team to work with that have had some exciting things going on. So look forward to running into some of those guys.
Any chance Hard Knocks returns to Valley Ranch?
Well, I think that's very preliminary now. And you don't ever say never, but, you know, I think we're the leader in the clubhouse as far as number of times on Hard Knocks so far.
Well, something tells me you guys might be in the batting circle right now. The way things are going and, you know, the arrow's pointing up, you guys might be in the batter's box for sure very time soon. Stephen Jones, always a pleasure. Good luck tonight, my friend.
Thanks a lot, guys. Always good being on.
All right, that is Stephen Jones, Vice President of the Dallas Cowboys right here on 105.3 The Fan every Monday and Wednesday with Elf and Slater.